This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. You just heard from the seven finalists in Oakland's Youth Poet Laureate competition, but only one of Oakland's youth won the title. It's 16-year-old Tova Ricardo. From a young age, she was taught never to censor herself, and that attitude caught the judges' attention.
I will not rhyme for you. When you tell me to rhyme, when you tell me to rhyme, my blank canvas face is sacrificed to you like a tribal offering, upholding a stature of authority to point narrow-minded fingers from narrow-minded reflexes at me to determine whether or not I will be splattered with black or white paint. No, not brown. They wouldn't dare use such a shade, just black or white.
Now that Tova Ricardo is Oakland Youth Poet Laureate, she wants to show the rest of Oakland's young literary community that they shouldn't be afraid to speak out either.
It's about making a connection with people. It's about inspiring, especially the youth, like the Oakland Youth Poet Laureate. I'm here to represent Oakland youth in the literary arts. I want to inspire them. I want them to see me. I want them to see my picture. I want them to hear my poetry and be like, that's someone who's going to make change.
KALW's Hannah Baba sat down with Tova Ricardo to hear some of the poetry that's helped earn her a place as Oakland's Youth Poet Laureate.
The poem is called The Forgotten Willow. Merciless maggots squirmed across my room in a pernicious dance amongst the wrinkled white walls, squealing like demonic plagues beneath the creaking floorboards. They peeked under my bed till the sky heavily darkened as my face was melting with delicate tears. I called out. I released a petrified howl from my vocal dome so that a barren basin would rumble with great ease. But leaves answered no call of mine, an exhausted gurgle upon my lifeless tongue, devoured by poisonous beasts, merciless maggots I've seen, all too familiar and frightening, mind racing, age increasing, terror. If I'd stared any longer, I would have been stripped of futuristic visions. Leaves wanted no space of mine, you see. Leaves stuffed me in abandoned trees, you see. But I couldn't breathe. A veiled piece of the forest steeped from sight. No more a whimsical willow, just bleak. No more a whimsical willow, just bleak, you see.
Now that was about more than maggots.
Yeah.
What was it about?
It was about, because like maggots are like, tiny little things, little buggies, you know, no one really likes. And it's like those small things that keep nipping at you, and drive you crazy. And it's me trying to fight, trying to, you know, call out, trying to say, can someone help me? Someone help me. And they keep coming back. But really, it was just about like that fight that I'm having with those maggots, with those little things that keep driving me crazy.
So what role have the adults in your life played in furthering this talent?
Like my mother, she has told me, you, like in terms of my poetry, you speak your truth. Don't worry about if I'm sitting here, anyone from our family, whoever, don't be afraid to say what you need to say. You know, it might hurt someone's feelings, you know, but so what? This is your work and you can't censor it. There's so many people that have helped me, my auntie, my uncle, my grandparents, a poem.
And do they get it?
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah. One poem that I submitted to the Oakland Youth Poet Laureate application, I wrote for my grandpa, and because it was about his tattoo, and he used to tell me stories about it. So this poem is called The Tiger Tattoo. The thump of his brown wooden cane against the white tiles in his house echo the pitter-patter of fighter feet on the ground of North Korea, echo the torn-up cartilage in his knees. Those were the bee's knees, I tell you. But they shook like chaotic cowbells as an officer passed by the segregated diner back home where he could be shot alone for appearing like a threat, not walking obediently and direct back home where his torn up bee's knees shook and shook. But the tiger tattoo remained still. He was a fighter, they both were. Even when color lines were drawn on his back spine, he rose. He rose from down below in the blood flow of a foreign murder game. There, he rose.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It was just basically dedicated to my grandpa, and his fight and what he had to go through, especially in war and having to come back and basically having to fight for a country somewhere else. And those people, they never did anything to him. They never called him the N-word, nothing. And then to come back to a country and you could be shot because of the color of your skin, that just didn't sound right to me. And the tiger tattoo, honestly, just represented his strength. It was like, I felt like it was his buddy. It was like they're keeping him company. And they had to come back here, back to America, and have to still be discriminated against.
So what are your plans in addition to the poetry?
If you know me, by the time I'm 40 years old, I'm probably still writing. Probably my job will involve writing, probably a big part of it. And that's what honestly I hope to do. You know, I don't know exactly what it will look like, but it will include writing. I know that for sure.
That was Tova Ricardo, Oakland's newest youth poet laureate, speaking with KALW's Hannah Baba.